The Alaska Ranger was a factory trawler, part of what's called the head and gut fleet. They're boats that drag nets on the bottom of the Bering Sea to catch low-value fish, which are headed, gutted, and frozen before they're shipped to Asian markets. The trawlers have their own processing plants on board, and Coast Guard Fishing Vessel Safety Coordinator Ken Lorenzen says the safety stakes are higher for them than they are for smaller boats.
These vessels are more complicated. There's greater fire loads because there's more refrigerants, there's more packing material, there are obviously more people on board, and these vessels are operating in more remote waters with larger crews, and so we consider them to represent a higher magnitude risk.
The Alaska Ranger wasn't the first head and gut boat to come to grief in the Bering Sea in recent years. A ship called the Galaxy caught on fire in 2002, killing three people. And in 2001, there was the Arctic Rose, which sank with all 13 hands on board, the single worst incident of its kind in Alaskan waters in half a century. The Galaxy and the Arctic Rose prompted the Coast Guard to set new regulations for the head and gut fleet in 2006. Ships were supposed to be up to the new, stricter standards by this past January, and Lorenzen says that the fleet made a strong effort to do that, if only because the owners didn't really have a choice.
The industry has really embraced this alternate compliance because the alternative was basically stop doing what you're doing.
But according to Coast Guard Safety Coordinator Dan Hardin in Seattle, only 12 boats in the head and gut fleet actually made that deadline. The rest of them, including the Alaska Ranger and the six other boats owned by Fishing Company of Alaska, weren't up to speed yet when January rolled around. Lorenzen says that wasn't for lack of trying by the ship owners, most of whom have applied for extensions to comply with the rules.
The last estimate for the amount of money spent by the owners and the operators to bring these vessels up into compliance was somewhere in the neighborhood of $40 million. That's the steel work, the modifications, the dry docks, the examinations of the hulls, and all of those associated costs.
The Alaska Ranger had undergone some upgrades while in dry dock in Japan in November, and it's not clear how close it was to meeting the new regulations. In Unalaska, I'm Charles Homans.